is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Bob Zimmerman is here to take us to Curiosity on the surface of the planet Mars. Bob has watched this story for years. There's a wheel on Curiosity that now and again needs to be examined closely. Bob's got it up on Behind the Black. What do you see, Bob?
Yeah, I want to be clear on this. It's not just one wheel. All of Curiosity's wheels have wear problems. This is something they discovered only about 2 or 3 years into the mission, that the design of the wheels, and this is engineering, you don't know what you're going to get. You try to make a design that you think will be best, but they discovered that the wheels of Curiosity were wearing out quicker than expected. This is like 2 years into the mission. Now we're about a dozen years into the mission. What they did is they changed how they moved the rover and the software, how the rover worked, to better protect the wheels. And that has worked over the years. But it does require that after Curiosity has moved about once every kilometer, they do a wheel survey. They take pictures of the wheels using a high close-up camera that's at the end of the robot arm, and they take survey pictures. They take pictures of the wheels, and they move Curiosity a few feet so that the wheels rotate, and they take more pictures. And they do this periodically, and it never gets any coverage from anybody but me. I see the pictures when they show up, and I routinely will compare. And I always focus on the worst wheel. Recently, this is the wheel that in 22 they discovered had some significant damage along four of the treads. They call these treads grousers. And so, across four of the treads in the middle of the wheel, the whole section was missing, basically broke off. And so they did another survey this week, and they didn't take that same spot from above, which is what they've always done, looking down at it. This time, they had images that showed it from the side in two directions. And that was really helpful because it really shows that there's been more, one of the grousers has collapsed more. And the result is that you've got a depression in the middle of the wheel at this one location. So the wheel has deteriorated more. What's good is this is a middle wheel. This is the middle left wheel of Curiosity. It's got six wheels, and the ones that are really more critical are the ones on the corners. But even on the corners, they've got redundancy. So this wheel is less critical to the operation of the rover, but the damage here just indicates overall they have to treat this these wheels carefully and keep be aware of the damage as it builds over the years, John.
Curiosity is climbing, as I recall, and is the terrain getting better for wheels as it climbs?
No. Since they entered the foothills, started to climb Mount Sharp, and they will be doing it for the rest of the mission, the ground has been extremely rough. And that's been going on now for about 3, 4, maybe 5 years. They've been climbing in the foothills, up and down as they work their way up the mountain. And so everywhere they go, there's rocks everywhere, and they have to just be careful. And they've done a pretty good job. You know, they recognize this problem only 2 years into the mission, and the wheels have generally stayed reasonably stable. But, you know, there is, you got to watch it, and this is an example of some deterioration, new stuff.
The coolest name in all of NASA's history, the Europa Clipper. You've got news, Bob.
Yeah, this is an example of smart engineering from SpaceX. This was, you know, Europa Clipper was originally supposed to launch on the SLS rocket. That made no sense for many reasons, cost, schedule, production. NASA couldn't do it. So they hired SpaceX to use Falcon Heavy. And the Falcon Heavy isn't quite as powerful. It requires a longer flight time and more slingshot flybys of other planets to get to Jupiter. But it's going to do it, and the launch was scheduled for October 10th. SpaceX originally only had about a 3-week launch window. SpaceX, though, did some smart engineering and figured out how to extend that launch window by a week. It gives them more time in case weather's bad, in case they have a small glitch during launch procedures, so that they can make sure they get this off within the window so that it can do its very complicated long journey to Jupiter. If they miss the launch window, it could be years of delay. It's just smart engineering that pays for SpaceX to give NASA this extra week.
An accident in Russia. The Satan II missile. What is that, Bob?
This is a new missile that Russia has supposedly been developing for more than a dozen years, has had lots of engineering and technical and management problems. They were supposed, apparently, there was an explosion. Orbital imagery says, it tells us that sometime between September 20th and the 21st, there was an explosion on the launch pad, destroying the rocket. We see the damage. We do not know what was going on, but considering the quality control problems of Russia, not a surprise.
Bob Zimmerman, Behind the Black is the website.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.